Let's go in the meantime to San Angelo, Texas, on Sirius 130. It is David. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Patrick and Father. I'm glad you could take my call.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I come from a family of four, and I'm the oldest, and I have two sisters and my younger brother. And my younger brother came out of the closet, per se, about 20 years ago, and I'm up in my 50s. And I also was married once before, and I, my first wife, family of four also, their younger brother, same thing. And the common denominator I noticed was lack of father and a very strong, dominant mother. I come from a German family, and their mother was very strong. So I saw the commonality of noticing that environment has a lot to do with it. But my father's a doctor. And his question was, he, as doctors talk to doctors, they argue the fact that there could be some biological influence on this versus environmental.
David, great question. I knew we'd get to it. Very well put. Yes. Does the church view homosexuality as nature or nurture, as environment or genetic in basis? Is that the question?
Yes. In other words, is there anything that's medical that would cause
right.
this?
All right. Well, certainly a fine question. And I think that in deference to the mental health profession and the psychological sciences that have an anthropology consistent with the anthropology of the church, which means the complementarity of the sexes and the procreative power of the sexual faculty are respected and understood to be integral to the one flesh unity that is marriage. That the church leaves the judgment of the origins or the source of homosexuality in a given case to the psychological sciences. So the Catholic Church, which is the custodian of divine revelation, does not have a teaching per se, does not have a resolution of this question. It would seem to me that there are reasons to believe that genetics and the environment both have a role here, not in the sense that there is a gay gene or any chromosomal or hormonal explanation that's ever been demonstrated, and I don't think the other side of the question claims as much, in fact, on the contrary. But genes affect everything that we do. One thing in particular here that's in my mind is the question of temperament and how we perceive things that are happening around us or happening to us. One of the great challenges of life is spiritual life and adult moral life and the intellectual life is to align perception with reality. And we can make some mistakes. And, of course, as St. Paul says, we see through a mirror dimly. So this question of temperament is one that enters into what makes us up as a person. But the environmental factors are also important because they are formative for our personality and our character. So I think the question of what is causal here is something that the church has a very careful and restrained view of because she's leaving that to the psychological sciences. But the data does not indicate a genetic, homosomal, or chromosomal source.
But the church doesn't dismiss outright that there's any form of genetic predispository factors short of a gay gene, which does not exist.
Yes.
David, does that shed some light?
Yes. Hopefully in maybe a few years we'll know for sure.
We'll certainly know more.
We'll
certainly know more. Any follow-up reading resources, Father Check, that occur to you?
Well, on our website, which Patrick has mentioned a couple of times, we have resources. If you go to the top, you'll see a number of buttons, a button on the right, resources, and then scroll down to articles that have been written by medical doctors, by mental health professionals, and then there are some things that are written by members of our apostolate.
Mm-hmm. That's couragerc.net, by the way.
Good things there for people to read.
David in San Angelo, thanks for the call.